What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Hello. I got a lion in my pocket, and baby, it's ready to roar.
And we're going to talk to Jerky like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
My shoes got old, and I had to get a new pair. And they look so nice.
We get a little over the top rope with the first ever official hot take rumble. You need to hit them sit-ups too. You're not exactly the leanest. Forget seeing me, bro. You can't see your own John Cena. What? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And as always, we'll leave a narrow, pencil-thin studio apartment with one folding chair's worth of room for cream. All that on this episode of WrestleCream.
He says, "Do you love me?" And she says, "No, but that's a really nice ski mask." And then everybody laughs. We got it.
Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamer.
Sammy Daddy, have you watched any wrestling this past week?
A little bit. I watched my normal Monday Night Raw.
That's my boy.
But Saturday there was a main event. Saturday night there was a main event.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this. There was three matches, right?
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
I think people are just mad because they paid thousands of dollars for their ticket. And then it's just for three matches.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see not being a big fan of that. I don't know.
I would never pay that much for anything.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Like, as far as entertainment goes, like, I would pay that much for a car.
That's a fair price for a car.
It's a really good price for a car, but not a good price to sit and watch some wrestling.
No, and it doesn't seem fair, because even, what, you get a dark match or something?
Right.
You don't even care. Maybe you get a little excited. Somebody you wanted to see, but whatever. Yeah, I don't want to go to real wrestling shows. I want to go to indie wrestling shows. Those are real, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
The big time arena.
Televised.
It's too much.
Did you, what was the good match over the weekend? Was it Shinsuke versus AJ?
Maybe.
I wanted a reason to ask you if you think that AJ is retiring after the Royal Rumble.
I don't know.
It's online chatter.
He's fighting. So in my head, I'm like, well, no. Because he's going to do a couple more matches and maybe do it how he wants, hopefully. But then it's against Gunta. And it makes no sense to me that Gunta would lose.
That's what everybody's saying. But
so,
here's the thing.
It can go either way.
I don't watch WWE. I don't really know what the happenings are. But I do feel like I've seen AJ's appearance in the debut of TNA and on AMC. And when he walked backstage, I think Kaz had the TNA title over his shoulder.
Yeah,
and
they stared at each
other. He looked at it and when they do that, they're like, he's looking at it because he wants that belt. Why would they do that if he was going to be retiring? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. Why? I don't know. Just to get people talking.
It's WWE. They could always end it in a disqualification.
And that's what I've been thinking is maybe somebody, I have the perfect answer, but it wouldn't happen. John Cena interferes and costs Gunther the match.
That would be cool.
That's what I want to happen.
The crowd would literally pop their tits.
That's what I'm saying. And that's I've seen people say AJ is going to win and fight this guy or that guy or what, do this or that or whatever. I see that he's going to lose and retire. I don't see that John Cena's coming back. And you heard it here.
What if Gunther beats him?
You heard it here.
But then he beats up some guy backstage and then he enters the Royal Rumble. Then it's like you won the Royal Rumble. It's the law that you have to be
If you beat up the guy. Oh, if you win.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you beat up the guy, then you automatically get a spot. Everybody knows that.
No, right. I was just clarifying. But yeah, everybody knows that. That's a fun rule. That's a fun wrestling rule.
Wouldn't that be cool if that's how your job was? I guess I want that spot.
Yeah. I want that spot or that. I want that chair.
It's like regicide. You know, you kill the king, then you become the king.
Yeah, but like it should have a different. It's like it could be such a smaller scale. You know what I mean? Than a king.
Yeah, that's true. You could be like a regional manager if you beat up that regional manager over there. And you're like, I could do it. Guy's a bitch.
And then you did it. Now you're regional manager. But now what are your aspirations? Are you going to get lazy?
But now he's been working out and he's coming back and he wants his rematch. And I don't think I can handle it.
I didn't think about that part. Because everybody's just going to keep fighting the same people over and over.
Right. Right. You're going to be like, you just got me demoted. And now my wife is upset because I can't afford the bills.
Do they get your job or they just are out and then they're on their own?
You know, I don't know. Creamers, why don't you let us know in the comments if somebody beats you up at your job and then takes your job? Yeah, do you have their job or do you not have a job at all?
You just got to start over again.
Why don't you pound that down in the comments? I think that's what people said.
Pound that down in the comments?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Whatever. I watched AW Dynamite.
Nice.
And that's it. That's all I watched.
Oh, I watched WWE Vault. It's the best.
You would love it. And so does Wrestle Rugs. So does our good friend
Dynamite. How was Dynamite? Let's not get past that.
I liked it. I can't really remember it, actually.
That's all you're giving me? Good. Because I'm going to change the subject anyway. I like watching wrestling. I watched on WWE Vault. Royal Rumble, it was just Royal Rumble entrances. Just some from the match, some from matches at Royal Rumble. And I'm almost enjoying watching that aspect of things more than matches.
Do you ever
watch... Right now, of the older stuff. Sorry.
I totally understand that. Do you ever watch when people will, mod the game, and so then it's
Royal Rumble game?
With like Homer Simpson and Captain America.
Oh, I've seen those. I thought you were going to say... Did you see somebody did Resident Evil 4 with John Cena?
No.
Yeah, that was sweet.
That sounds sweet. Or they do Grand Theft Auto, but with wrestlers, and then they'll be like beating the shit out of each other on a building. That's cool too.
I like that, and I do like what you're talking about, or what you first brought up with the, they'll do the themed Royal Rumbles.
Right. It's like, oh, here's up the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, here's all the superheroes fighting.
Or all the Canes. There's one that where there's
we watched
Kane.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good. Those are fun.
Give me a. I know you don't like WWE, or it's not your favorite. Currently, you're not an active subscriber to your WWE Universe account. But the Royal Rumble's cool.
It's one of the
Royal
most
Rumbles are
popular
fun.
Matches. I mean, you know what's funny?
Any kind.
It's funny that we're doing a hot take Rumble. When I was writing this out, I was like, he's probably going to be like, dude, I don't believe in hot takes. So I thought, for today, you're going to push that, your strong feelings about that aside. And I think me and the Creamers really appreciate that, Sammy Daddy.
Yep.
I'm going to send you the ad read now.
Okay.
Because, we both only watched one wrestling show. Well, I guess you watched a bunch of.
I watched two.
Oh. I apologize. I lied.
That had a total of probably less matches than the one you watched. And then WWE Vault. It was like five great matches under 5 minutes.
Five great matches. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's a good way to get your numbers
up. Great matches under 5 minutes. It was weird matches. It was like Undertaker, Ministry of Darkness walked out with eight people.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got it.
You can still talk.
Verse. Kurgan from the Oddities.
Yeah. Well, that sounds kind of cool.
It was weird. Or the
just a moment in time.
That's
kind of thing.
That's why I like this vault thing. You would probably like it because
I'm gonna
older
look
stuff.
At it.
But it was like Velocity. It was one of those shows or Sunday Night Heat or something, and it was Test fighting. I think before he was in Evolution, Randy Orton.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Just weird.
Yeah. Know. That's cool. Rest in
peace. And the next one was Ultimo Dragon and Eddie Guerrero for the Cruiserweight belt or something like that.
Rest in peace again. Ultimo Dragon.
Ultimo Dragon died?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We're on the same page. Okay.
AIDS. No, I'm kidding.
No.
We love you, Ultimo. Strange.
We wish you the best. Okay.
All right. You ready for this ad read?
I guess so. You ready for me to read this ad read?
Well, we should probably say, Creamers. Before we get to today's... big topic of the hot take Rumble. And by the way, every time I typed hot take, I read it hataki.
That's how you're supposed to say it. We call it hataki.
Oh my God.
This is the official hataki Royal Rumble.
Hell yeah, it is. Before we get to that, Creamers, Sammy Daddy is going to give us an ad read because we got to pay the dang bills around here, if you know what I mean.
This episode of Russell Cream is sponsored by Final Step Paper Towels. When everyday life leads to spills, normal, non-criminal spills, you need a paper towel that's dependable, absorbent, and designed for the kitchen. Before we go any further, Final Step would like to address the widely reported fact that our former CEO is currently on trial for the murder of four people. He no longer works here. He has not worked here for some time, and we strongly reject his public statements in which he described using Final Step paper towels to clean up what he himself referred to as the mess. Even if our paper towels work so well that he was able to avoid being caught for nearly 2 years. To be clear, Final Step paper towels are intended for water, juice, coffee, and pasta sauce. They are not intended for crimes, cover-ups, or post-homicide activities after using a knife from mouth to anus. Allegedly. Yes, our towels are highly absorbent. No, that does not mean we endorse murder. Final Step paper towels, effective, reliable, and committed to moving forward as a brand. Final Step, the last step you'll need for spills, kitchen spills, we mean.
Thank you, Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Hataki.
It's time for the Hataki.
Hataki.
Hey, speaking of that, though, you're in the Gregory Iron non podcast Royal Rumble again.
I am. Win.
2 years in a row, man.
Two and each running it back. I got like a good Cody number. Rhodes. I got a good number. I don't remember. I got a bad number for each.
I know
you're
number
number
two
for
on
each.
One.
Oh, you saw?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. In the men's, I have 2 and then like 26 or something. And then the women's, it's like 9 and 23 or something. I don't know.
9 and 23. Well, I believe in you. And I think so do the
people. I don't remember. Reamer. But yeah, all remember right. Last? That's when we had him on last year to celebrate. I know, so maybe we can have him on again to celebrate.
We got all these little guys.
Yeah, give them to me.
My favorite part. Bullshit. There's wrestling. There's wrestling and also cream involved. Is that Sammy Daddy? Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
So it's been roughly a year.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's
since that amazing moment in our lives.
It was really something else. I haven't really lived another day since then that I could say that I'm more proud of.
Yeah, I know. It kind of sucks, like that part of it. But the fact that, you know,
That's part of that's life, though, man. You got your peaks, you got your valleys, you got your ups, you got your downs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just like the noises he makes.
That's one of the best things about him, man. That silly little hand. Anyways, Creamers, it's time for the Hataki Rumble. All right, here is how this works. We've got a ring that holds 4 hot takes. New ones keep on coming in, and once the ring is full, somebody has to go over the top immediately. Last take standing wins. We each get 1 automatic elimination, Santino Morello style, and we each get 1 false elimination, Kofi Kingston style, where you put the take back into the dang old ring, you son of a bitch, you. So,
yeah, pretty
Sammy
fucking
Daddy,
simple. If you
are
ask
you
me.
Ready for my hot talkie?
Give me that hot talkie, hot Joe. This took a turn. I didn't know it was going that way.
I know. I like it.
Hot talkie.
Right. So, the number one entrant in the hot talkie Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Is if a move looks fake, it is fake. Stop pretending. You could just write the numbers. I feel like that would make it easy.
Oh, you have them numbered?
Yeah.
Well, that makes it way easier. Okay, 1.
Number 2, selling is more important than moves, but nobody wants to admit it. That's the second entrant in all the right. Hataki Rumble. Are you ready for number 3?
I'm ready.
Number 3. Managers should be mandatory, and they should immediately start yelling.
Oh.
I don't really understand that last part, but...
mandatory?
Yeah, the mandatory part I get. But, I mean, I don't agree. I mean, I can't say if I agree with it or not.
That yeah, wait a minute.
Sorry, man.
All right, so that was 3. So we
and
can
here's
get 4
the fourth
in this
entrant,
ring. No, give me that.
And that
yeah,
means
me
after
that.
This entrant, someone's got to get eliminated.
Somebody's got to go.
Number 4, the business died the moment wrestlers started thanking the fans on Twitter.
Oh, man. We got to get rid of one right now?
That's right.
So you said fake moves are fake, right?
That's right.
Or don't sell
fake moves?
Stop
pretending that they're real. Yeah, and then the second one is selling is more important than moves, but nobody wants to admit it. The third one is managers should be mandatory. And the fourth one is the business died the moment wrestlers started thanking the fans on Twitter.
I got to pick the one I like the least or I don't agree with.
Yes. And that's the one that gets thrown out. I think number four should be eliminated.
That's what I said. Business died. That's what I was going to say. All right. Yes. Well, that's easy. I'm crossing it off right now. I hate it.
The other day I saw an interview of Taker and he was talking about how he hates when he goes to the shows and,
I've seen wrestlers
are playing on doing TikToks and stuff like that. It's like, Undertaker, you piece of shit. Okay. This is the modern world we're living in. They are trying to get over. That's what they're doing when they're doing that. They're trying to get people to want to buy tickets. People are on TikTok. Fine.
Hey, it's about being a brand now.
And also they have more time off. If they're probably rewatching tape or whatever, when they're in their home, their own free time at home.
Who cares if they're watching tape?
Right.
Maybe
they can have an Undertaker style match and bore the crowd to death.
I'm not a wrestler.
True.
So I'm not going to tell a wrestler what to do to be a better wrestler.
Right.
I don't know.
True.
But I know that just in the general sense of that's somebody that's their job. You don't have to fucking study all week to be good.
Right.
You could just be good at it and hey, this is my job. I don't care.
Right.
Everybody doesn't have to love it. You could just be like, all right, I'm doing this.
Shit. So we're eliminating number four.
For the young guys. Yeah, business is alive and thriving.
All right. 10, 9, 8, 7. Number five.
I said it like that.
If you've never wrestled in jeans, you're not a real tough guy.
Okay. That stays.
I think that stays too. I like that one.
So then we have managers should be mandatory.
Yep.
Selling is more important than moves.
Yep.
And don't sell fake moves pretty much.
Okay, I don't like number two or three. So what if you want to eliminate one of those two, that works for me.
I don't like the yelling with the
managers. I don't agree with
one.
The selling thing because I think that selling is not like only done one way. Like people will say Kenny Omega doesn't sell, but he has a specific way that he sells.
Then let's get rid of managers should be mandatory.
Okay,
I love managers.
Bye-bye.
I love managers, but they shouldn't be. Not everybody needs a manager.
That's true. You're going to give fucking...
Or it's too much. Or there's either too many managers or the managers... Like the Don Callis family thing is like kind of silly.
It is.
But I think they're playing into it.
Yeah, I feel like it's like...
Fuck it, let's go with it.
Yeah, it's like the fucking Dungeon of Doom, but for AEW.
I just have no idea. It's just, okay, this guy's with him now? Cool. Or was with him, but right. I just didn't remember. Whatever.
Okay, so number three?
Managers, yeah.
All right. Number six is WWE should bring back characters with jobs.
Well, that's going to be in there for a minute.
Yeah, that's a fun time. That's a fun time.
I know a lot of people talk poo-poo. A lot of people talk poo-poo about characters with jobs. Or like
it's because they hate those jobs.
Can you believe it?
Everybody hates cops. A repo man. Everybody hates a repo man. The fucking IRS guy. Everybody hates the IRS. They only like these Undertaker, though. That was a job.
They did do a lot of bad jobs. The Goon was a hockey player.
Everybody hates hockey.
I never knew if that counted. Does that count as a job?
He's in like the outfit.
But who else? There was a good one. Well, Doink is a clown. That's a job, technically.
That's true.
Okay. So that stays.
We're going to keep that puppy in. All right. And I say that. Okay. I personally want to
get rid of
the selling one. I think we should toss that one out. Okay.
Keep it in if I want. Don't forget, we each have our auto push thing, and we each have our automatic not push thing.
That's right.
Anyway,
what do we have in the ring then?
The fake moves are fake. That's what I wrote it as, so I could.
Yeah, number one.
Number five and number six.
So
never wrestle in jeans. You're not a tough guy, and characters with jobs should come back to the WWE specifically.
Okay. So now we have number seven coming into the ring.
Yes, please.
Which is every wrestler should have one illegal move that the referee ignores. I think like we could just toss that one right out.
What, like you would be like, I'm going to use my illegal move now.
Sure. Because what is it? It's like a babyface is going to do this too?
No, it's gone. In and out.
You're out of here.
In and out.
It was unlucky number 11.
Yeah, I remember that. I think I like that movie.
It's a good movie. I like it. I watched it several times.
Number 11? John Travolta? Yeah. Is it him?
Is John Travolta in that one?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking.
Shit. I don't know. I know it's Josh Hartnett,
Bruce
right?
Bruce Willis?
Let's look
Who's
it
the tough guy?
Lucky.
There's like a tough guy. Kurt Russell.
We've got Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure God is in it too.
Alanis Morissette?
Oh, no. Morgan Freeman, and he is in it. Oh. Ben Kingsley, Morgan Freeman, Bruce Willis, Lucy Liu.
Oh, Bruce Willis. That's who I was thinking of. Who did I say?
Stanley Tucci is also. You said Bruce Willis.
No, I said John Travolta.
But then you changed. But you also said
Bruce Willis. I changed to Bruce Willis, and I was right the whole time.
Anyway.
Again. So why are we talking about this? Oh, we eliminated number seven.
Is out. It's time for number eight.
Duh.
Blood only matters when it feels accidental. I think we tossed that one out, too. I don't even understand it.
Yeah. No, that's. Blood. Maybe AW bleeds too much. Maybe WWE doesn't bleed enough.
I'm supposed to only like blood when I think that it wasn't.
No.
Like, I feel like if I want my wrestlers to want to make their opponent bleed. So if it was an accident, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I guess I think it means that, like, if, like, those times when. Remember, I showed you Jade's face after it got ripped open on, like, a table? Or was it the stairs? But something like that, where it's. Oh, they were supposed to hit the stairs, but they hit it the wrong way and now they're busted open. Like, that's what that wants. And I don't know. I'd rather it be safe. And from like a storyline standpoint, like sometimes it's good for somebody to bleed.
Yes. But now for me, as far as my ability to
bleed,
suspend my disbelief, I feel that every wrestler should bleed in every match.
Well, that would, you'd have to go that way with it.
You go and you throw a dude in the corner. I mean, Jim Ross says this is when he realized wrestling was fake. And then the guy throws another guy in the corner, goes over there, punches him in the face 10 times, and he doesn't even have a fucking mark on his face.
Yeah, what's going on there?
He should be bleeding.
Maybe they train their faces. Maybe that should be what they went with.
They should. God damn it, JR. Fucking ruining it for everybody, as always. Anyway, so that one's out.
Started.
Now we're on
number nine.
We've got number nine. Number nine. Cheer me on, dead man. Cheer me on, dead man. It's a Beatles thing.
I know. I was letting you do it.
Hardcore matches should be uncomfortable, not fun.
No, I don't agree with that.
Oh, what the hell?
Like, get him out of here, too.
I give you an example of a hardcore match that was
get it out of here.
Not uncomfortable, but also very fun. Fucking Gregory Iron versus RJ City in that whatever death that one death match where they fucking hit each other.
It was a real death match.
And stuff. That was fun as hell.
I'm technically not hardcore, but it was a TLC match, and it was the WLC match, and it was a good match, and there was funny parts.
Yeah.
And that was like I'm counting it as a hardcore match.
We also got and it was fun. Derek Dillinger in that like Christmas match he had last month, I guess.
Oh yeah, that would have been last month.
That was
month,
fun. Though.
Yeah,
so I think we tossed that one right out.
Matches should be fun. I didn't even finish writing it. I just put a line. Damn, there was another one I was going to say that was that. Oh, like the whole time that the hardcore title was around.
Not that's a great point.
Very much of
very
that.
Great point.
Maybe it started like as like a decent storyline or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it was but fun. I mean, when I was a kid, I thought it was one of the best things on show.
Absolutely. When Crash Holly got it and made it 24/7.
Yeah.
I think that's
right.
What happened.
It is what happened.
It was pure. It was just comedy.
Right, when like, they'd be like, he's sleeping, and then someone sneaks in.
And they sneak in, they put their finger on him, and they're off. Yeah, it was stupid.
That's
literally for the hardcore title.
Right.
So get out of here, number nine.
Get out of here, number nine, you shit.
Now I'll do number 10.
Number 10, with one third through, and that is long-term storytelling is often just not fixing something that's broken. I don't agree with this one.
Long-term storytelling.
I get what they're saying. I get what the idea is. I got all these off of the internet of people's wrestling hot takes. So I guess this person's point is that wrestling storylines take too long because they just keep going with it even though it's not working. I guess a good example would be what people thought of the Death Riders for a long time.
Yeah.
Where they're like, can they just end this already? It's not working. But then they kind of brought it back towards
the Bloodline. I feel like that was like a complaint towards the end.
I do remember people saying
and
that.
I didn't hate it personally.
I don't think that I don't agree with it or disagree with it. I'm very neutral to this one.
Long-term storytelling does not fix something.
Long-term storytelling is often just not fixing something that's broken.
Sure. It says often, so it leaves that little bit.
That's true. That's true. So we want to keep this one in
there. Ambiguity. All right, so we can keep
so
that. Characters with jobs are characters with jobs we're keeping, I think.
Okay.
Never wrestled in jeans means you're not a tough guy, I think we should keep.
I do too.
I'm going to get rid of the don't sell fake moves thing, number one.
Okay, number one is
that
out.
Would be my choice.
Number one lasted a good while, 10 opponents. So good job, number one.
Yeah. Piss off. Get the fuck out of here. Loser.
Loser. Number 11. Yeah. AEW has too much good wrestling and it's actually a problem. I don't agree with this because I like good wrestling and that's why I watch AEW.
Yeah, I get what they're going for is that like if everything's great, then not everything's right. Great.
And I understand that, but I also have ADHD. And so like, I don't like people are like, I get the point is like, okay, well, if something, this crazy thing happens on this week and then next week something crazy happens, you don't even remember that crazy thing. Why are they even doing that to their bodies? I don't give a shit about that, man. I'm going to forget it anyways because I don't have the brain capacity.
I forgot.
Right.
I forgot.
And I'm like, I like my wrestling to go zip, 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 but also very long.
I was going to say, I watch it. Usually I'm only watching the pay-per-views for AEW now. Mm-hmm. So it is a lot of wrestling, yes. But it is almost, if there's 10 matches, 8 of them are like above good.
I know. I agree.
I think it's fair.
And I mean, think that like, bad the matches on whatever, Dynamite aren't like, bangers every time. Like they're usually just like, okay. Like I think tomorrow, Kenny Omega's facing, who's Kenny Omega facing? Rocky Romero. Like not that Rocky Romero's not good, but that's not going to be like,
I don't know if they're at the
Kenny
same
Omega
level
versus
at the moment.
Osprey or something.
Yeah. They're not at the same level. Respectfully.
Right. Love you. I love Rocky Romero.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Never met him. Oh, I saw him at Circle Six in Cleveland City. I live in, once and it was good. It was entertaining. Can't remember who he fought. Homicide, maybe?
I don't know. But that sounds like a cool match.
It was. It was different. And I've never seen either of them before in person. I'm going to say that we should get rid of the long-term storytelling one.
Okay. Bye-bye, long-term storytelling.
I'll tell you right now, 5 and 6, I'm sold on both of those right now. I'm very
happy. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Happy I have two things.
I think those guys, they're probably going to be the last two left. I mean,
I know, but I want to use my things to.
I know. I want to use my things too.
I want to use my things and your things and
ever
all
since
the
I
things.
Was a teen boy, hot teen boy, I've been trying to use this thing, if you know what I mean.
Give me that thing. Bring that thing over here.
I got to pop my dick, man.
That's what I was thinking. All right. So we got rid of something. So give me number 12.
Number 12. The best promos sound like they're being made up on the walk to the ring. I don't really. Yeah, I think we should toss this one out. I don't think there's a certain like rule to what a best promo is. You know,
no,
I mean?
Because you could have like a backstage promo. That's right. Just, you know what I mean. Like I feel like a lot of the classic one. I mean, and it's different now because I feel like promos are for the most. I guess AEW does a little bit. WWE will do it once in a while where they actually have like the interviewer there.
Yeah,
but I feel like promos now are just the wrestler out there.
Pretty much. And I feel like
before they were a different way. So it doesn't seem, I don't know, when you have an interviewer there and you're backstage, that doesn't seem like you thought of it in the hall. That seems like in that moment. You know what I mean? That's how I'm trying to believe it.
I'm going to use AEW guys as an example, but Eddie Kingston, his promos all sound like they are being made up on the way to the ring and they're great, but it sounds like they're. MJF's don't sound that way. They sound like he had it all in his head already, and they are also great. So I don't really think that one is better. One's like way of going about it is better than the other.
No,
so
it's gone.
We take number 12 and we throw it out of the ring and we spit on it. Get out of here.
No, I agree. Promos, good promos and bad promos can be done in the exact
any
same
type
style,
of
whatever.
Way.
It doesn't matter. It matters who's
guy
doing
who said
it
that,
and what
you
they're
should,
saying.
You should KYS, right? Number 13.
I don't know what that means.
Number 13 should have been Taz related.
Kick ass summer.
I had this randomized. If your theme song doesn't hit in the first 2 seconds, it's dead on arrival.
2 seconds?
I don't know. I really like it when that kind of thing
because
where you're like, oh, I know who this is. But I also at the same time feel like sometimes you're building anticipation.
If they're making it like as a new guy, you can't have that.
That's
you
true.
Have to be a little bit established. If it's wherever you wrestle or on TV or wherever, you got to be a little established. I feel like earn me keeping my attention. I don't really.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know?
Yeah. So I don't agree with this one. I guess we could toss it right out too.
Bye.
Bye.
I do like songs that do have that build though.
Me too.
Or
like,
when,
okay.
Like,
I'm not a fan of the guy.
At a certain time.
I'm not a fan of the guy, but let's take Triple H, okay? His entrance theme, builds
awesome.
Up. But also, if he's got to interrupt a promo, it has like a, they have like the version that cuts the intro out.
Yeah.
You know, I like that when they do that, because then that makes it both. You get the best of both worlds, really.
Triple H has had like 50 theme songs.
I know, but they're all bangers. I don't like Triple H, and I know that.
What do you think?
But I think he's always had goddamn good theme songs.
What about the fact that he's going into the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and he has a special edition of the video game coming out?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really know, man. Maybe it's a little weird, especially because it's like this whole Attitude Era thing for the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think of Triple H as like in the top.
He was there.
Let's see. I would say Stone Cold and The Rock, number one and number two, in whatever order mm-hmm. you want. Kane, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I'd put Kane, Undertaker, and Mankind, and then maybe Triple H. I mean, I would put probably Chris Jericho, but I don't think he's like one of one of the real big stars of it. He was only
DX.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, DX kind of did launch the Attitude Era.
So,
according to their lore,
when they took the war to WCW, and
WCW
were gonna
was so scared.
They were about to get in, but then they closed the door.
They were like, no WWF armies are allowed.
Hey,
to come
wait
in
a
here.
Minute, DX you guys Army, wrestle, but you don't wrestle here.
They were like, we need a ceasefire, DX Army, and DX Army is like, okay, suck it.
Suck it. What number? So what was that?
That was number.
Are we mad at Triple H? What was that number?
That was number
14.
13. That was number 13.
Oh, yeah.
We're tossing it out. Like yesterday's
news. The music one. Yeah, we don't want that. Get out of here. 14.
Yeah, get out of here. Number 14. Comedy wrestling is harder than serious wrestling. I don't really know how to answer this. I mean, I don't really know how to have an opinion about it, I should say, because I think comedy wrestling is probably very hard. Like Colt Cabana, for example, does. I mean, you have to like you have to play with tropes of wrestling matches and stuff like that.
So
but
you
also
have
like
to,
what Kenny Omega or like what Will Ospreay does is serious wrestling, and that is hard in a completely different way. You have to be super athletic.
I think you have to
great cardio.
You have to train. You can train to be a wrestler. Obviously, mm-hmm.
that's what they
do. And you could continue that training to become like a good wrestler. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not funny, you're not funny.
That's
so
true.
You can't
That's
be
true.
A comedy wrestler.
Mm. So should we keep it in?
I think to get rid of the AEW has too much good wrestling.
Get out of here. AEW has too much good wrestling. You bitch.
You think so? Okay. Number 11 is gone. I like the comedy wrestling. It's
so who do we have
than,
then? So right now.
Number 5, number 6, number 15. 14.
Number 5, number 6, number 14.
And now number 15's in the ring.
Okay, so we've got, if you've never wrestled in jeans, you're not a real tough guy.
Yep.
WWE should bring back characters with jobs. That was 5 and mm-hmm. 6. And then which
that
other
one
two?
Might, that one's kind of wavering. 14 and 15. 14's and, in, and I don't know what 15 is.
Comedy wrestling is harder than serious wrestling. And then now we're on 15.
Yes, sir.
Number 15. The Miz should be required to loudly say awesome in his for his entrance backstage before his music hits.
Like in a microphone?
Yeah.
Like, as like, okay.
Yeah. I actually agree.
Awesome.
I think that would be way cooler than what he, like, than just having it in his song.
I'm not against it. I don't
yeah,
know if
but
it's
I don't think he should be required at the same time.
Yeah, he might not want to.
Yeah. I say we toss it.
I mean, you could do it. I think we're going to toss it, but just to fight for it for a second, I guess. It would be kind of, he could definitely, because like, the only other thing I'm thinking is like the New Day. When Big E would do their intro or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was the same thing.
That's a good point.
Where
the
Miz,
or like
the
Road Dogg.
Yeah, but the Miz could do it and be like angry.
That's true.
Or happy. Or
could, yeah, you're right, dude.
Scared.
That would be cool.
He could use it as a
way to like set the tone of what his match or his promo is going to be.
But that might be lame, too.
I think he could do it.
Oh, I'm sure
but
you
I
could.
Also don't think it should be required. So we're going to kick that puppy out.
There
of
should
it,
be right? here's you. I'll give you a fucking one extra hot take.
Give me that extra hot hockey.
No hot hockey. Sorry.
That's okay.
There should be, you know how we just talked about the Triple H version? Yeah.
There's just some crazy sound outside. And I know I'm not trying to be funny, but I always am like wondering what's going on with ice out there. Cause like the fucking,
I don't know what's going on.
Cause this is one of those cities that
it could be a helicopter
fights ice.
We got to make an example out of you.
Exactly. But anyways, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No,
Okay, hold Grumpy. On. My cat is being this cat is being insane. I don't know what he's doing.
He's misses you. All right, we got time. Halfway. 9, 6. But all right. We got da 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 da. Okay.
Yeah, stay over there. Okay, the cat's in here now because she...
Son of a bitch.
Jumped up on the windowsill and knocked everything down.
Well, yeah. We don't. You don't. You shouldn't have had stuff up there.
I have to throw her out of this room. She's trying to eat my cables.
She's losing it.
You little cutie. I'm sorry about you. We're trying to eat cables, and that's no good. Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, don't be. Take care of the cat. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Getting your cables eaten and your shelves knocked over.
Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
I got a hataki for you.
All right, give me that.
You know how we just talked? It's weird to say, isn't it?
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Hataki. Oh. You know how we just talked about the Triple H King of Kings video game 2K?
I do.
There should be a Miz edition. Of that. Maybe not. I'm not saying this year.
Sure. But in the future,
next couple years.
What would it be, though?
It would be the same where you play his career. He's been around forever. I'm assuming. And maybe like some downloadable stuff.
I just thought that he could put him on the cover or something. I have no idea.
I don't think.
I mean, the Miz has been around a long time. You know,
they haven't officially said who's on the cover this year.
Okay.
However,
it was already out.
I don't think so.
Don't they come out with
because they just announced all this stuff.
Don't they come out with like 2K26 at the end of 2025? I thought that's how it worked.
I thought so. Maybe it is. No, because if they haven't said who's on the cover, it can't be out.
Right.
Or else you couldn't own it. The thing about, but the Miz, they should have a Miz one because he came in. They could even make, if they want to be funny, they could come up with some sort of mini game thing to do for when he was the Diva Search host.
Ah, that could then, be cool.
Then you have the weird chick magnet Miz, the Daniel Bryan's
right. His
coach or whatever in NXT.
Yeah, his mentor or whatever.
I mean,
what did they call it?
I think it was mentor. Protege and mentor. Padawan.
That's what it was. And master.
And then he did the whole main event of WrestleMania with John Cena and The Rock and all that.
True. Yeah.
I'm saying he's had a lot of stuff.
I think that would be a cool thing.
I want a Miz.
Every once in a while, as the you have to go
like, game.
Back to Cleveland and get your dad out of trouble for one reason or another.
That can be a mini game. I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, let's get a Miz game.
Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know how you're going to make the Miz edition of WWE 2K27 happen.
That's all I want.
We appreciate
That's what I've
you.
Decided.
Are we on number 16?
Yes, please.
Number 16. Titles mean more when they change hands more often.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think it really means.
I don't think either way.
Yeah, exactly. Me neither. So get out of here, 16.
I think it's more of what was the point of the title reign.
Yeah.
Because
the matches they have, the storylines that they had when they're champion.
The chase.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's better to be a sometimes it's better to be a goose than a duck.
I've read that somewhere.
That's a duck, duck, goose analogy.
Ah, that's where I heard it when I was playing duck, duck, goose.
Yeah, but it's the opposite.
Number 17.
Give me it.
And if the crowd chants, this is awesome, the match went 5 minutes too long. A lot of these hot takes are too specific, I feel.
If the crowd chants, this is no.
Yeah, what is it? What do you even, if the crowd is enjoying the match, it should be over. It should be over.
I don't know. No. I crossed it off already.
I crossed the guy who wrote that off of my kill list.
Why?
Because I killed him.
Well, did you use Final Step paper towels to clean up? I hope so.
Anyway, number 17, or that was number 17. Nope. Number 18, not yep. everybody needs to be world champion. I agree with that.
Yeah, that one's cool.
Okay, I say we keep it in. Who else do we have in there?
So it would be what you just said. Mm-hmm. Comedy wrestling is harder than serious wrestling. Mm-hmm. Characters with jobs need to return. And if you've never wrestled in jeans,
so we have to eliminate one of those ones that we definitely like. And I don't necessarily believe in this one.
I'll do the comedy wrestling one. I'll give up on that one, I think.
Really?
Over the other ones. What do you think?
What is it? 18 never needs to be world champion. I mean,
not everyone needs to be world champion.
Very strongly.
That's fine. There's certain. Yeah, there's. I don't know.
I mean, think about it like this. Who's do people think of the greatest of all time? Ric Flair. He's never held the world title.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
The IWGP world title.
Yeah, no, that's a good point that you said that.
Thank you, bro.
Specifically.
You know, I appreciate that.
So that means you agree with 18? Not everyone needs to be world champion?
I do agree with 18, but I also don't know if I want to eliminate one of those other guys.
Comedy wrestling is harder than serious wrestling?
I like that one. Now that you've pointed me in the direction of that, not everyone's funny.
Characters with jobs? Never wrestled in jeans. See, the characters with jobs things grab me, but that's what I was thinking too. I'll do that.
Okay. Wow, it lasted a long time, though.
We said it might be a finalist.
I know. I'm shocked.
That's how a Hataki Rumble works.
That is. You know, well, you got to put your money on
Hataki.
So, number 19. If a wrestler is cool, fans will forgive literally everything. Now, I don't agree with that one because I would say that you could do crimes and no longer will. I mean, I guess a lot of fans won't care, but.
But I feel like, because when you hear that, you think all the piece of shit wrestlers.
I know
that you feel
the speaking out or the media, the speaking out.
Yeah, all that. Well, no, are that or incidents outside of that where you just are like, you almost feel like betrayed.
You know, I mean,
I liked you. I invested my time in you.
Marty Scurll. I think he was like one of the coolest wrestlers back then. And
not so much now.
I don't know if I forgive him.
Yeah, and you feel like you're like, oh, it's like your friend did it. And I know that's like a weird thing.
I know
that's
what you being mean. No, a fan I know, of something I know, is. I know, yeah.
So there's
I cried for weeks when Eddie Guerrero died, and I never even met the man.
What does that have to do with this?
I'm just saying that just because you don't know him personally.
The connection. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, he didn't die from crime.
That's random. Yeah.
But now I get it, and that's fair.
I wrote his initials on my hand because I was a real weirdo. And, and then this girl was like, why do you have my initials on your hand? And I was like, this is Eddie Guerrero. And then
her initials?
She just like, okay, whatever that means, dork.
Eddie.
And then dipped.
Eddie died.
Yeah, she didn't give a shit.
Yeah, but there's a reason I said all that, but I don't remember it now. What was the thing? Oh.
If a wrestler is cool, fans will forgive literally everything.
All those wrestlers that we either just said by name or that we referenced that got in trouble or did bad things or whatever, none of them were cool. So it's never been tested is the only thing.
I think Marty Scurll was cool.
Oh, I guess. No, Marty was like nerdy. He wasn't cool.
He hit people with a cool umbrella.
I liked him.
He was a villain.
I didn't like him.
I think he was cool.
He was it was a fucking plague mask.
I am going to use the automatic not elimination on this one and keep it in the ring.
Keep Marty Scurll in the match.
Let's not word it that way. All right.
Is that what you said? No, I didn't write. I forgot if that's what
you said. Because I stand on the fact that I think that Marty Scurll was cool and therefore we don't forgive him and it has been tested and that one should be in the. No, I don't want to even like this one. What am I doing? I'm not using it.
Wait, you want this one out?
I know. I don't know why I've been.
No, you used it.
No. Shit.
Can you take it?
I don't know.
So
no talkies backy.
Well, that wins. We can just end the show now. That wins. Takis. So you want to get rid of it now?
Well, I already put it in.
No, you can.
I think it counts.
We get one auto like advance, one auto knockout, and we can have one.
Automatic Takis. Elimination to knock him back out? To knock them back
both
out.
On the same turn?
Yeah. I'm doing it.
Yeah. That's I'm in way. For that. So you fucking heel turned on him.
Yeah, dude, I did. I fucking let Marty back in, and then I said,
"Hey, come on, you're in," and now you're out. That's
I said, if you don't like reality, you could get out.
That's never happened in the history of the Hataki Rumble. No.
But this is, it's unprecedented, but at the same time, you know, anything can happen. And I think we're proving that tonight.
Yeah. Every man for himself. Where we collide.
You get him.
Yeah.
Number 20.
Give me it.
Gene Snitsky did nothing wrong. That baby deserved it.
Well, he didn't really, the baby doll?
I guess. I think he's just. This is what someone said.
Hey, remember before when I said not everyone can be funny?
This is one of those.
Yeah, bye.
I wish I could find out who it was and put him on my list, but he was anonymous, unfortunately.
I don't know, I would have been too if but I
number
said
20,
that. I get what he's going for. It's trying to be whatever.
Yeah, it's Snitsky. Like a... It's like shock humor. The next one is kind of the same. Snitsky. I mean, maybe the person probably did mean this. Jim Cornette is right about everything.
Well, no, I don't. No, nobody's right about everything. So
right, especially not Jim Cornette. Pop Jim Cornette out.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll give him this. He's right politically when he talks about politics and stuff like that online. I agree with him.
Not, he's 100%. Left. Oh, now I understand what you're saying.
Good point. Good point. But as far as his takes on professional wrestling and also wrestlers, I think he's a piece of shit. Didn't he like pull a gun out on Sin Bodhi?
Really?
Yeah, I think that's who it was. That. I remember listening to a podcast and a wrestler talking about it, how he pulled a gun out on them because of some stupid reason, like some dumb thing, like they didn't sell in the ring or something, like something like that. I don't exactly remember it. I don't. That allegedly, he cares about allegedly.
The business dies when he dies.
That's what he probably, yeah, I bet you he believes that. So we'll toss you out, Jim Cornette, and why don't you comment below, Jim Cornette, and let us know what you think of the Hataki Rumble.
Yeah, please. Don't forget to like and subscribe, too.
I hate when you like, when someone, like, you'll see like a clip of like Orange Cassidy doing something really fun, and then someone in the comment will be like, can't wait to hear what Jim Cornette says about this. Why?
Yeah, that is weird.
Get fucked. Anyway, number 22, if weird. Your finisher needs a setup, it's not a finisher. Don't agree. Because my favorite finishing move is Will Ospreay's Stormbreaker, and it takes setup. You have to lift him up over your head and stuff like that. It's not like the RKO. Most finishers, I feel like, need, even the Stone Cold Stunner, he kicks you.
You got to kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody knows when you get kicked in the stomach, you just bend over.
You go, oh. But still kind of stand up straight.
Exactly.
Until not anymore. A setup? No. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
I like the idea of a finisher. I think that's always something you hear wrestlers bring up is like, I want a finisher that I can do to anybody.
Right.
No matter what their size or weight or what build or whatever.
Yeah.
So I get that idea. So it is cool to have something you can hit from anywhere, but almost every... Yeah. Get out of here.
Get out. Number 23. The Royal Rumble should occasionally end in complete confusion. I don't even...
It
like
has.
Like a Batista, like the Batista Cena kind of thing.
Like,
yeah, what the hell is
Bret
this person
Hart and
talking
Lex Luger?
About? I want you, Creamers, to know at home. I didn't actually like read these Hatakis.
No,
I just got them all and put them in a randomizer.
That's how we had to do it. That's how the Royal Rumble's picked every year. They pick. It's wild that they pick randomly 30 wrestlers, and it's always like 99% WWE guys.
Right, and then big guys, like big stars, are always towards the end. It's kind of just a weird coincidence.
Oh, it's wild.
So that one's out,
because
we don't even understand its bitch ass.
I don't even remember what you said. Oh, the Royal Rumble should end in confusion?
Yeah, occasionally.
You know, I probably brought this up last year when Unreal, the
season
show.
Yeah.
And I think they brought it up for like Chelsea Green or somebody. But I always had the idea that the Royal Rumble should get down to like towards the end, and number 28 and 29 are fighting and they eliminate each other, and then number 30 comes out and just automatically wins.
Ah, man, that's never happened.
I thought the coolest, I think they brought it up on the show for Chelsea Green. I think the coolest person that could win that way would be a debuting MJF if he went to WWE. He just shows up, walks in the ring, and he gets the main event of WrestleMania for a belt.
Cool.
That's his
cool.
first match. That's who I feel like that's who that needs to be used for. And it won't. And he might not even come to WWF, but whatever.
I'm sure he'll be there eventually.
If he does.
That's a cool. I love that.
I should write him a letter.
You should.
Because who else? It has to be somebody like that.
Of course.
Like,
and
if
like,
it's like,
I feel like the person who gets eliminated last should be Cody Rhodes sitting there. And, you know, then
just staring down.
He's like, I won and I didn't even do anything. And then Cody Rhodes is like, I got to get that title because I got to beat MJF.
And throws a scarf at him.
Right. That would be great. I would.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Watch the highlights on YouTube.
I'd like 1 year of, or 1 year where that happened. But it, yeah. But then since I came up with MJF in my head, that's who it has to be for me.
No. It has to be MJF.
If it's somebody, if it's, I don't even come up with whoever you want.
Well, like
I'm not
going
to pick it over MJF.
Current day Ricochet could probably do it too, but I don't think he would. I don't think he's ever going to go back to WWE.
No,
so.
He's not that level. He's not MJF
mad
level.
Shit all the time about them.
I don't think he's MJF. MJF's just like a step up.
He's like a guy where you go, not everybody needs to be world champion. Though that's I would fair. Not be mad if he was.
Ricochet?
Yeah.
He was Lucha Underground champion. That's all that matters to me.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, Prince Puma.
That's not the same guy.
They're related, I think.
You're
Prince
right.
Puma.
Prince Puma. Anyway, number 24.
Puma.
John Moxley should be required to bleed only in emotionally appropriate moments. I disagree. I think wrestlers should bleed in every match.
Well,
that's my pro wrestling hataki.
I get what they're
saying. Every wrestler should always be bleeding.
That's a good one.
But I do understand what they're saying. Is that like
I get what they're saying, but I don't care.
Yeah. So what?
I feel like it's kind of his deal. I feel like there was those Russell Ruggs brought him up Bruiser Brody last week. I feel like he's somebody that would like bleed every match.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's the kind of I understand it's a totally different time with TV and all that, but like
yeah,
I don't know. He's like a throwback to somebody that, like the old. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so.
Yeah, he doesn't need to, but I like the other things more.
All right, we've got five more left. Number 25.
Well,
wrestling,
six, but it's okay.
Yeah, right. I forgot.
I don't want to. You know, numbers.
Wrestling peaked the first time you personally fell in love with it. I don't agree.
That's pretty.
Because listen, man. All right, when I
first
started watching wrestling,
in love with it?
It was the Attitude Era, and I loved it. But I love, and I enjoy wrestling right now in my life way more than I enjoyed it as a kid. Because I get AEW, I got New Japan, and I like enjoy these more than I enjoyed WWF back then.
I mean, characters with jobs stayed for a long time, and that's what I think of when I think back to being a kid.
Yeah, fair enough.
And whatever. I don't know if it was the tapes we had or whatever, but that's what I watched. But we eliminated it because at first, just like watching wrestling for nostalgic purposes, at first when characters and jobs came up, I was like, oh, this is great. This could win. I love that. And then after a couple of better options came around or a little bit more time went by, I was like, all right, I like it, but I don't like it enough. I'll always like it and I like the idea, but I like other ideas more.
Do you want to keep this one in?
No. Wait, yes. Wait, what is this one?
Wrestling peaked the first time you personally fell in love with it.
No, I want that out.
Oh, okay. Me too.
That's what you said. And then I tried to say it too, but I said it different than you.
Not telling you to suck it. I'm telling number 25 to suck it. My cock.
Wrestling.
Number 26. Most wrestlers would be better if they talked 40% less.
Most wrestlers would be better if they talked.
I don't know. I don't really.
I don't want to do the math.
And also, I don't really feel like
there's not any. There's
what
not
does that have to do with the wrestling?
There's not very many wrestlers
who
that
talk
have
too
like
much.
A terrible promo,
and they do it all the time because they talk too much. You talk too much.
I don't know. I don't want that. I don't think
no,
I like that.
Get out of here. Number 26. Number 27, Seth Rollins should legally have to change his laugh every 6 months. This one I do agree with.
Oh, you do?
No.
No, that one's out.
Did you watch that that Skyscraper Live thing?
No. Did he fall?
No, thankfully. Dude, I was scared the whole time. There's like a documentary I watched about this guy. He climbed El Capitan.
Yeah, Free Solo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's all right.
Seth Rollins was a commentator.
That's interesting. Yeah, I saw like a clip.
For that, yeah. And he was like getting scared too. I mean, you might see a man die. So, but he climbed it like he's the greatest climber that's ever lived, I think.
No.
He climbed a building in two hours.
No, I don't care what anybody says.
Who's the best climber? Who's number one?
Nobody knows the best climber because he's just out there climbing.
He is the best.
No, there's a
you have to watch.
Dudes that are just out there climbing.
There's sometimes where he was in like a super dangerous position and he would just hold it with one hand and like lean back and you're like, and then he would just pull himself up. Or sometimes there's a part where he only held himself up by his legs, and you're like, your heart stops, and you're like, how did he not fall? And then he pulls himself up. He's just so good at climbing. He knows how to do all these tricks.
I don't think this is real.
He knows how to do all the tricks of the trade.
You're not allowed to just climb a building.
He did.
That's crazy.
They said, listen, mister, you can climb this building, and the only reason that we're allowing you
one time
is because you're the best climber that there's ever been.
How do you get down?
He fucking... You know what I mean?
The middle.
Change position. When you got a rope and then you kind of hop down.
Repel.
He repelled down. I've been repelling, cave repelling. I don't know why. He repelled down to the base of the building, and then he took an elevator, I guess.
So he can't climb down? He can only climb up?
Yeah.
Some climber.
You son of a bitch.
You want to know who the best climber in the world is? The guy that can climb down. The guy that can climb down too.
Who is that? Nobody can do it. It's not possible, Sammy Daddy.
I don't give a shit if this guy is Han Solo's son or not.
Whoever
can climb down is better.
No, man. Nobody could do it. It's not possible.
What's this guy? Free Solo?
Yeah, his name is Alex Free Solo.
Yeah. Han's son. Han.
Number 28.
Give it to me.
We toss numbers 27 out. We don't think that Seth Rollins should have to change his lap.
Oh, no,
six
that's
months.
Silly. And then that guy fell.
Orange Cassidy should only be allowed to. Orange Cassidy should only be allowed one serious facial expression per calendar year. He uses it, he loses it. I don't understand. Some
serious?
Of these are just insane.
They say serious?
Yeah, only one serious
his face
facial
is expression. Always serious.
That's a good point. He doesn't make goofy faces. Does this person want him to be making goofy faces?
No.
I don't agree. I disagree with this guy. I wish I would have wrote down their name so we could talk shit about them publicly, but I didn't.
Yeah, we'll just do it privately.
Yes. After we get off this Zoom call. Number 29. Two for 50 at Mr. Allen's. That's a Cleveland joke. The city that you live in. The Royal Rumble is wrestling's purest storytelling device. I don't know if I would say the purest. I feel like any tournament is a storytelling device, but the Royal Rumble is definitely like the most effective historically, I would say.
And you can do a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot of different ones.
You can like set up multiple matches in there that aren't going to be the person who wins. You have the person who wins, obviously, as a story.
And then there's the history. Between partners, are they going to? Yeah. How long can they last? Or from people that have rivalries?
Right. Is Drew Carey going to eliminate the Hardy Boys? No one.
You know
knows.
What? I've seen that twice. Like I told you, I've been watching more wrestling adjacent things. I've watched that twice. Once where it was like a short clip, and once I think I put that Royal Rumble on or something like that.
Yeah.
And I vividly still like remember watching that happen.
Me too.
I don't know if people shit on it now or what they think, but I think that's awesome.
I was a huge Drew Carey fan.
Well, he's from Cleveland,
the city that we live in, and he's from the neighborhood that I grew up in, Old Brooklyn.
And, you, me, and Drew Carey, and I'm the only one left. Who would have thunk?
I know.
Who would have thunk? West Coasters, couple of West Coasters.
Yeah, we are the WCers. That's what we call it over here. You understand?
Russell Creamers.
Russell
Creamers.
Anyway,
Drew Carey went to your high school.
He went to Rhodes, and I did not go to that high school because we moved.
So. Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes High School, the very same.
Hold on, I got another one. You ready?
Damn. Yeah. Well, there's still one more.
Dustin Road. That's it. That's all I got.
Number 30. Wait, did we keep that one in?
Oh, yeah. We didn't get rid of anything.
Okay, what do we got? What do we got to get rid of?
So the Royal Rumble is the purest storytelling device.
And I think that one should be kept.
Not everyone can be world champion or needs to be world champion.
Yeah.
Comedy wrestling is harder than serious wrestling, and if you've never wrestled in jeans, you're not a tough guy.
Oh, man, this is hard. I like all these. I feel like the comedy one is the one I would eliminate, though.
That's the one I was going to say. I'm not even going to use any of my things.
You don't have to use your things. If you don't use your things, then next year at the Hot Hockey 2, you get four things.
Hatuki. Oh, I'm excited. I am glad that this worked out very well because I want to do it again. I like to do this for everything.
Right. There's a billion. There's an infinite amount of hot takes.
But this is just hot hockey.
That's true.
That hot hockey one, I mean. Sorry.
Next time we can do cold hockey.
So we're getting things that everybody agrees on. Yeah. Wrestling is cool. Wrestling is fun. No,
keep that one in there.
So there's three.
Yeah.
We have room for one more, but there's only one more left.
Number 30. Wrestling fans don't actually want good matches. They want moments they can explain to friends.
Oh, like why that happened? Like, oh, he used that move.
Oh, okay.
Back in, okay, but no, yeah, it's still wrong. What they meant.
Yeah, I don't agree with that one. So he's out.
He's out. We're down to our final three already.
Okay, and that final three is...
Number five.
Which is the...
Never wrestled in jeans.
Yeah, if you never wrestled in jeans, you're not a real tough guy.
Number 18.
Which is not everyone needs to be world champion.
And number 29.
The Royal Rumble is the purest storytelling device. I say we get rid of number 29.
Why?
What you think? Because I feel the least strongly about that one. No, I don't.
Talked you out of it.
Two? All right,
and
we got
that's
five.
Why I am a master debater.
We got five if you never wrestled a tough guy. And then which one's after that?
Not everyone has to be a world champion. I don't remember the exact... Is that the wording? What's the wording of number 18? Can you give it to me one more time?
I'll give it to you. I'll give you this hot hockey. Not everyone needs to be world champion.
Yeah. I feel like I strongly agree with that.
I know, but it's not like a fun one, so I don't want it to win.
Royal Rumble is the pure storyline.
Yeah. Man, I shouldn't have used my things.
You never wrestled in the same turn at that. If you've never wrestled in jeans, you're not a tough guy.
Yeah, that's what I want to win. I'm not
I know
lie.
Me too, but I think I might knock it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
but you're not
right.
going to vote
we
for that
be,
one.
We can't be like biased you want, here.
No, because I was thinking people like that's funny. Us. But I also like it because the easy argument is like anytime there's a street fight or an unsanctioned fight, at least one, if not both of the competitors are wearing jeans. Or if it's a stadium stampede or whatever.
Right.
So for like hardcore matches, or not hardcore, but whatever. Usually you're wearing jeans.
Right.
And that's why I'm going to use my auto knockout on it right now. It's gone.
Whoa, really?
Yep. Yeah.
So wait, you killed the jeans one?
Yep. We're having a serious winner for once.
Okay. You killed the one that you wanted to win. So, yep. So surprising. I'm surprised.
That's my hot takes. It's a swerve.
Oh, shit. Okay. So we have number 18.
I don't know what the hot take is. So 18, not everyone needs to be world champion. And number 29, the Royal Rumble is the purest form of storytelling. Is that what it said?
Yeah, basically the purest storytelling device. Well, I think we could both agree that the world champion one is probably going to be the winner.
Yeah,
because there's no debate. Not everybody can be world
champion. I know, and now I'm almost regretting knocking the other one out because I feel like that not everyone needs to be world champion. Is that a hot take? I guess because everybody fights for their guy. And they're doing LA Knight bad because he hasn't been champion.
You're making a good point.
Okay.
Okay, so hot taki.
I think it is a hot taki.
Winner, the very first.
Yeah.
Is fucking.
Not everyone needs to be world champion.
Right.
Number 18.
Not everybody needs to be world
champion. I'm going to use my auto win on that right now.
What's the dude that says ho? I can't think of his fucking name for some reason. He won the reverse.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Is not every wrestler needs to be world champion, which is fitting because he has never been the world champion.
He was supposed to be at AIW in Cleveland,
the city
over the weekend, but he didn't make it because of the bad weather all
blue,
across.
He couldn't find his blue swimming trunks.
Where did I put that 2x4?
Yeah.
The bad weather that swept across the nation.
Oh, yeah. Well, not the whole nation because I didn't get it.
No, just the important parts. Got him again.
Just the flyover states.
Got him
that's
again.
That's what we call him over here on the West Coast.
What,
just
the
kidding. I don't
States?
Say that stuff. I love those guys. Throw talking points.
Where are you going? Where are you flying to?
Your butt.
East?
No. All right. Oh,
okay.
Listen.
Okay.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's the John Cena?
Oh.
Anyway, let's talk to the Creamers first. Creamers.
Creamer.
What do you think about the very first Hot Hockey Rumble? Do you think that the right man won? Or do you think it should have been the Jeans one?
Let us know in the comments below. Yeah, give us your Hot Hockey, and maybe we'll include it in the next Hot Hockey Rumble.
Yeah, if you want to give us your Hot Hockey, we'll keep that Hot Hockey.
Just wherever you
want to. Store it in the freezer, and we'll bring it out next year, warm it up in the microwave, and splat it all over the microphone. Put it over there.
Doesn't matter. You can hot talkie wherever you want.
This is a hot talkie free zone. We're free from hot talkie, but you're free to hot talkie wherever you want.
Maybe you should say safe. Hot talkie safe, safe zone
for your hot talkie. Anyway.
Free hot talkie.
What is it?
Free shivakadu. Free hot talkie. Yeah! Check this out. We got an upgrade this week, but go ahead.
Sammy Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little question for you, and that is, what is the John Cena quote of the week?
Talk with someone, not about someone.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's your match count for 2026, the year of Super Kicks?
My match count? I bet you I'm beating you this week. I know it. I'm going to finally get a win again. I'm at 45 matches.
Good number.
Thank you.
I am at 43.
Oh, damn, we were close. That was pretty good.
Yes, neck and neck.
You were thinking about lying there. You're
no, I would never. I was trying to make you think that I had more than you and be scared.
I did. It's that vault thing, winning. Man.
I wonder what Russell Ruggs sent in a room for Cream, and I wonder if, because he probably listened to last week, if he heard me saying that I think he's going to say his room or his match count, and maybe he said it this time. We'll see.
Did you see what Russell Ruggs is up to?
I did. Creamers, if you haven't seen, Russell Ruggs is making two Russell Cream Russell Ruggs.
That's just cool to hear it that way. I'm very excited.
It is. Me too.
I can't wait to see who bought those.
I'll probably pop it up over here.
Oh, I thought.
Oh, yeah. It's just some creamers.
Reamer.
My match of the week is the Timeless Love Bombs versus Penelope Ford and Megan Bain from last week's Dynamite.
What just happened? What was it?
It was the Timeless Love Bombs versus Penelope Ford and Megan Bain from last week's AEW Dynamite.
I thought Penelope was hurt.
She's not hurt anymore. Yeah, this was her first match back.
Oh, that's good.
That's why they faced them, because they didn't get to in the tournament for the women's tag.
That was nice. Yeah. That was fair. They lost, though, didn't they? Penelope got pinned.
And I think they won. I don't even remember who won the match, but the match was good.
It doesn't matter who won. That's the point.
That match, and then the match following it, which was Swerve versus Kevin Knight, was also very good. And the only reason I didn't pick that one is because, I don't know, I feel like it's going to sound like shitty of me to say that this is the reason that I didn't pick that one, but it was dedicated to the producer of Swerve's entrance music, because he just died.
Oh, fuck.
And I just felt like that put too much pressure on it for me. You know what I mean?
Did Swerve win?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
But the crowd wanted Kevin Knight to win.
Oh, that makes it even shittier.
Just like in an underdog way. But I mean, they were happy.
Nobody was mad, but they were cheering for the other guy.
Yeah.
Well,
your match of the week.
Swerve versus Kevin Knight. Yeah, go ahead.
Was it Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles from WWE Saturday Night Main Event?
It's
a good choice. I mean, I didn't see it.
It's fine. It's not. I don't think it was their best one ever, but it was still a good one.
It was probably their second best ever, at least.
Yeah, because they fought at WrestleMania and it wasn't the greatest.
No, it wasn't. I was so pumped for that match.
I remember that one. That's probably it, right? Anyway. It
was a disappointment.
Yeah, and I think I'm just still, I thought earlier today, thinking about, like, all right, is that my match of the week? Is that what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I thought, like, I just keep picking the sentimental picks, because it was the John Cena thing for a fucking year.
Whatever you feel.
And now I don't know what's going on. Oh, that's what I mean. I'm picking it, and I'm proud to pick it.
Right.
But I was just like, I keep picking these. I mean, whatever. And they are decent matches. Decent to good.
Mm-hmm.
Or great. Or the best ever. And this one was one of those.
When I picked that, because I didn't just like the actual match itself of the Timeless Love Bombs versus Penelope Ford. I just had fun watching it.
Yeah.
Wasn't just
that's
like
all that matters.
The best match. I mean, if no, it was I that, even, I would have definitely picked Swerve's match, but I just really had fun
comedy,
watching tagged.
Comedy
tag.
Wrestling is harder than serious wrestling. Everybody knows right. that.
Comedy
not
wrestling
hot,
takes
not even a hot take. It's not a hot take. It's just a regular take at this point.
That's talkie. A regular talkie.
Yeah. One talkie to go.
So, Sam, we have your room for
what
cream.
We do now.
We've got my room for cream, and then we've got three
that's one, two.
Other
that's
rooms
five.
For cream.
Is that wait, the most ever?
We've got four, actually.
Plus us?
Yeah. We've got six rooms for cream.
I had a feeling like that a we were going to get back on track this week.
Yeah, and we are. So I guess we'll do, let's do two and then one of us
and
then
one of us
two,
and the other two
and then the other one.
Well, I just want to say that I think the game went good. And now that this, it's not a game. It was a hot hockey rumble.
It was a great hot hockey rumble.
I like that. And I hope the creamers like that so that we can do it again. But I'm even more excited for this.
Me too. Let's
I'm
hear.
I'm glad to hear from these creamers.
This one is from Ronnie Two Legs. Now, I don't know if
hell yeah.
creamers have remembered this.
Music boy.
We didn't have the audio pervert, Ronnie Two Legs, or Derek music Dillinger boy. Sending in a room for cream last week. And I'm really hoping that they're going to explain their goddamn selves. So let's hear Ronnie Two Legs.
Yeah, let's hear what he's got to say.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility. It is being recorded for security purposes.
Hey boys, what's going on? It's your boy, Ronald Two Legs, old Ronnie Deuces, number one creamsman, all time best
hey,
creamsman on the show. Sorry you haven't heard from me in a few weeks, boys. I know it's been a couple weeks, but
we forgive
you. May have heard. It was a bit of a snafu with the hot dog cart. Turns out the guy I was selling it to was an undercover informant for Derek Stripping White Tacos. And,
what?
This, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, an entire melee kind of ensued after that. And,
oh, boy.
Your boy may have ended up in the slammer. Don't worry about me. I'll be out. It's a bit of a case of a mistaken identity.
Sounds like it.
I was innocent. I don't really know. My lawyer told me not to talk about it. But anyways, everything is okay. I'll be out here soon. Don't worry about me. Just in case you're wondering where I am. I'm in jail right now. So love you, boys. I'll call you back when maybe I get some more money on my book. Send me some money, some commissary money, so I can call you guys back. Okay. Love you. Bye. All-time creamsman, number one creamsman, Ronald Two Legs, out from
here. Wow. He was just phone called to talk to us?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Oh.
Poor little guy.
He shouldn't have wasted his call on us because we're not going to do anything
about
that.
I wouldn't have either because I'm not going to give the guy money. Are you?
No. I love him.
I love him too.
And I'm glad that we heard from him. I can rest a little easier this evening when I lay my head on my pillow knowing that he is okay.
That's true. I mean, the thing about Ronnie Two Legs is that he hangs with a rough crowd. And
I just saw him with Danhausen the other day. You know what that guy's up to.
I know. Right. Exactly. He's evil.
He cursed people.
And so when you hang out with motherfuckers like that, then
you motherfucker.
Unfortunately, right. Exactly.
You hang out with motherfuckers.
Those motherfuckers make you motherfucker. For
that's
God's
how
sakes.
It is. Well, I'm glad he's alive, though, if I can just be blunt, not beat around the bush, because I was worried.
We're glad that you're alive. And you know what?
Creamers.
Why don't you go ahead and, put some money on his books so he could get, more phone time with us and stuff like that.
Put a green heart. Go comment a green heart on every single post of Ronnie Two Legs on Instagram.
He'd like that. I think that would definitely
raise his spirits.
Yeah,
one green heart. Mm-hmm. Or two green hearts.
Two green hearts. The color of money.
The color of hearts.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to hear the Wrestle Rugs room for cream.
Oh, I know him.
What's up, boys?
What's
Matt here. Russell Ruggs, a.k.a. the official third man, calling in for a room for cream.
Creamer.
I don't have anything cool to say or add to the show this week.
Yes, you do.
I have been watching a lot of Japanese pro wrestling. In fact, I have not watched a single minute of modern American professional wrestling since I got that New Japan app.
Look at this.
My match count's exploded. I don't know what your guys' are right now, but mine's at 68 matches.
68?
For 2026, the year of super kicks.
I'm not playing. Holy shit.
My match of the week is Prince Devitt versus Kota Ibushi from Wrestle Kingdom, mm-hmm. and I think it was 2011.
Wow.
Man, I'll tell you this much, though, too.
Tell us.
People have gotten real comfortable just with being pieces of shit these days.
Oh.
And still in my room for Graham.
Boys, for not being a piece of shit.
Aw.
Oh, thanks.
Love you.
Hey, love we you love you. Too. That's nice. And you're not a piece of shit either, Wrestle Rugs. I think we could both agree. I know Sammy
took a turn at
Sammy
the end
was
there.
Saying something like that when we were off air, but I don't think you meant it. Did you, Sammy Diddy?
I don't remember any of that conversation at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were high, so.
I'm always on air. I don't know what that means.
Sounds like slang. I think you're always on mescaline.
I was going to say, it sounds like a slang thing, right? Is that what air is?
Yeah, it does sound like that, you know? Anyway.
Oh, he's on the air. That Wrestle
Cream,
the air.
Or, sorry, Wrestle Rugs, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
So your room for cream, and I think
appreciate
it was a great
it.
One. And I'm glad that you're enjoying the beautiful art of Japanese
Oh, that's
wrestling.
What I was going to fucking bitch about. I can't even win a week.
Oh.
I don't know if he was going to call in and have 60 fucking
that's a good
eight.
Point. Right, what the hell, man? Was he watch anything else?
Yeah, hey, what do you, don't you watch the weather reports?
Get him, dude.
Or paid programming?
He hates paid programming. He told me.
He hates it?
He messaged
That's
me directly
why he doesn't watch
and said it.
It.
He DM'd me.
You ever watch Gladiator movies?
He probably hasn't.
Well, yeah, because all he's only got
Dave
time
Meltzer
for Japanese
didn't give
wrestling.
It 5 stars.
He's only got time for Japanese wrestling.
That's right.
All my friends watch Japanese wrestling. It's a song right. I'm going to write.
All my friends are dead.
That's a song that's been written.
No, it hasn't. I just said it.
I don't know about that.
All right, Sammy Diddy, I'll go with my room for cream first.
You're
okay.
Going to go first?
That's all right. Man.
That puts pressure.
Oh, well, do you want to go first then?
No, it's too late now. You already right. declared.
I have it all typed out.
What?
Yeah.
Like a message?
Yes.
All right, I'll sit back. Oh, please.
There are a lot of women right now talking about divorcing their MAGA husbands because they realized the hard truth. You cannot support women and support this regime at the same time. And so at some point, the mask slips. So here's the line in the sand. Supporting Trump means supporting a movement that strips rights and safety from women, queer people, immigrants, and marginalized people. And other marginalized people. That's not abstract. That's harm. Keeping people like that close normalizes fascism. You don't have to vote for it to help it thrive. You just have to treat it like it's no big deal. If someone is okay with policies that would hurt you or hurt the people you love, they are telling you exactly how little your values matter to them. Believe them. You are not obligated to sacrifice your ethics, peace, or humanity to keep someone else comfortable. History is brutally clear. No one is remembered well for staying friends with fascists. This isn't about being dramatic. It's about saying, if you support cruelty and control, you don't get access to me. I don't want to get too much into my personal life here, but I don't even really have a lot of family that I still talk to. I don't talk to my mom. I don't talk to my grandparents. They support the not just the cruelty that's being done to other people, but they think it's a good thing. They love it. And I just don't want people who like that being in my life. And not that everybody has to do whatever I do, but I feel like I don't know, man. I think if you make it not uncool, I don't know what the correct word is here, but if you make it to where it's like, ah, man, it's not a good thing to be supportive of this, then you will make people notice that it's not cool to be supportive of it and actually think about, well, why do I support it then? You know what I mean? And so that's my room for cream. You don't have to say anything about it, Sammy Daddy, but I just feel like women have been cutting out and divorcing their MAGA husbands. If you men creamers, if you have male friends that support this fascist regime, this totalitarian regime, you should cut them off because they need to know that it's not okay to like enjoy other people's suffering. That's just fucked up, man.
I feel like that's a closer. feel like that should have, that you should have.
That's all the time we've got.
I feel like that's why
I didn't
want
to do it, because I thought it would be hard.
There.
I thought it would be hard to say that and then be like, that's all the time we've got for tonight.
Well, if I would have known it was happening, I could have worked up a fart, hit it with a fart at the end and on the outro. Son.
You could always, add it in post.
Just give it.
Well, you don't have to follow me, because I have the other two rooms for cream that we can put in now.
It's probably the same thing, though. They probably sent in the same thing.
You think
thing.
That's what Derek said?
100%.
Okay, well, we're going to do Jesse Blair.
Verbatim. Oh, okay.
Friend of the show, Jesse Blair. Take it away, Jesse.
Hello there, Cream Nation. It is Jesse Blair. I'm sorry, I forgot to call in last week.
I was
a little busy. I was downtown at the county clerk office working on getting paperwork together to get the license for the strip, a building in the strip right across from what used to be Derek Dripping Wet Tacos and the Ronald Two-Legs Dirty Hot Dog Water.
Holy shit.
I felt like it was a little bit of a safety concern with all the wet water and dripping tacos on that side of the street. So I went over to the other side. I've got my own business now. It is Blair Stone Oven Deli. So basically it's your deli fare, but
wow.
The deal is that we use a stone oven to toast your sandwiches, and our special is a toast lettuce wrap. So we are extra lettuce over here. So here, I'm looking forward to seeing Cream Nation arrive, and I hope things are going well with Derek and Ron Two-Legs. I don't know what happened over there.
Whoa. First of all, the message was very strange. I know you're not in prison or whatever, like Ronnie Two Legs.
Yeah.
But I am very happy to hear that you have this new business, and hopefully you'll become a sponsor of the show. We'll do a little ad read for you. You know what I mean? I'm excited. I if you serve vegan sandwiches, I will fly my ass back to Cleveland, the city that you live in.
Didn't you hear all about all the lettuce? Myself,
I will get one of those sandwiches, and I'll put them inside me.
The lettuce.
They have lettuce.
There's double lettuce or something. Too much lettuce. More lettuce than is across. Is it now? This is across the street from Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos.
That's my understanding.
And this
but
is Blair's.
Nobody's running that stone. Because I don't think Jesse is aware that that Ronnie is in prison. Is
Blair's?
Prisoner.
What is it? Blair's Stone Oven Deli.
Yes, that sounds like what you said. Yeah,
it's. I love it.
I'm loving it too. We got a lot.
Just, this
we got
is
a lot of business owners listening to this program.
You know, sometimes you drive the same way. To your friend's house or to work or whatever,
sure.
And you drive back the opposite way, but
the same way,
just the other side of the road. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you know, every once in a while, there's that time when, like, you're in a new area, so you're still learning stuff. But you know, when you were living here, same roads your whole life.
Yes.
And you see this place close or this go up or whatever. But sometimes you go past the corner, you go, I don't even recognize this corner. This is a happening corner.
Right.
That's what's going on.
Right. This isn't the same. This isn't the same corner where my sister died.
No, it can't be.
Different. There's a whole different restaurant here.
Look at these neon lights and lavender dreams.
Back then it was dark and dim, and now it's beautiful. I wish my sister could have died here.
It's a whole different thing. It looks like one looks like Tim Burton's Batman.
Ooh.
And one looks like, who did those ones? Batman and Robin?
Oh, Joel Schumacher.
Yeah, and now it looks like Joel Schumacher's Batman.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate that you decided to let us know about your cool new venture and that you went downtown and all that stuff. Hopefully, Jesse Blair, I'm going to message you privately after this recording, and I'm going to ask you very nicely if you could sponsor the program.
Please.
Now we have the final
main event stream
that isn't ours, and that is Derek Dillinger.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility.
Uh-oh.
This is Ronnie. You played this already. This is from
Hello,
before.
Creamers. This is number one amigo of the show, Derek Dillinger, and I apologize for my absence.
Uh-oh.
Turns out, I got arrested.
Who Get the fuck out of here.
Googling how to turn a hot dog cart into a pressure cooker bomb would be illegal.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
Didn't know. I guess my internet searches were being monitored. You know?
Why?
I thought this was America. Isn't this America? I thought
it
this was America.
I thought.
Derek? Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're in jail, Derek. I would definitely, personally, I would put
what
money on your books.
Happening?
I'd be happy to.
What is happening? Yeah, we have plenty of money to give. So.
Yeah, and you know, we only save it for like a special cause, and we find that you are that special cause.
I can't believe that both Derek and Ronnie are in jail.
You know what? I got to blame
us. And they use their one call.
I got to blame us a little bit.
What did we do?
Because we egged on this rivalry for the, we exploited it for entertainment purposes. And now two people are in jail. And that's just, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of our fault.
Maybe we'll have to reach out to both Ronnie and Derek and we'll come up with a way to make amends for you and I, to make amends for getting them into this sticky situation they're in right now.
You're right. You're right. How about we could just ignore it until they come back, until they get out.
Oh, I didn't mean like immediately.
Oh, right on. Right on. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Whenever, you know, when we get to it.
Derek, we wish you the best. I know you can't hear this podcast because they probably don't have podcasts in jail. I don't really know. Maybe they do.
I bet they do.
You think they do?
Yeah.
Well, all right. I mean, he actually, I think, made a mistake and, you know, kind of admitted that he was looking up these things online. I think he
allegedly
said someone else
was
did it.
Looking it up.
But Derek, he listen, we miss you, buddy. Googled. And we're glad that you're live. That's all that we care about, right?
Yeah, you're okay.
Right. Sammy Daddy,
you're looking at. Yeah.
What's your room for cream?
See, I feel like there's such heavy topics today that mine's silly. But I just wanted to
this is not a serious show.
I just wanted to have it can be if it needs to be.
True, but it's harder to do a funny podcast than it is to do a serious podcast.
Oh, I almost think the opposite. Really? Serious can be boring.
That's true.
If I'm just reading my notes, and then on the 13th of December, he used final step paper towels to clean up the crime scene. You know what I mean? Like, that's boring.
That's true.
Great product, boring presentation.
It is a great product, though. I mean, 2 years.
How?
In today's day and age where there's cameras everywhere? Right.
How? Anyway, that's not my room for cream.
I don't have blood to clean up and stuff like that, but I have pasta sauce.
Well, no, like water. Oh, it's made specifically. That's one of the things that's specifically made to clean up.
I've noticed that too, and I
yeah, it's perfect. It like soaks. That's almost like the noise they make. They go.
I love it, creamy.
There it is. I was waiting for something.
Yeah.
Well. I alluded to it earlier, and you alluded to the fact that you didn't earlier, but we had a lot of bad weather here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
The city that we're imprisoned in, for some of us. Ronnie and free Ronnie Two Legs and free Derek Dillinger. But we had a lot of bad weather. Not as bad as a lot of other places. There's a lot of ice and snow and da 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 da. And I was just thinking, like, I never really did scarves. You know, like the clothing item.
Yeah.
Like a winter wear, like a scarf. Like who? Yeah, like MJF.
That
kind of deal. But I was never a scarf guy. And the more I think about it, I think I might like scarves. But I think more than the keeping you warm, I like the aesthetic and the dramatic effect that one
That's
can
fair.
Have with a
That's
scarf.
Fair.
Because think of how dramatic it is when somebody has a scarf and they grab that long end and throw it over.
Yeah.
And it drapes perfectly on their shoulder.
Or even sometimes like people just only, they hang it.
Yeah, or when it's really cold and they like wrap it up and like they look like an assassin.
Right, they do look like an assassin, but they are
like
protecting
a ninja
their mouth and nose.
But they're doing it for a reason.
Right,
but scarves I think are underrated, but I don't think I'm going to wear one.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I forgot that I used to wear a scarf like in the early 2010s. I had a long coat and I would wear a scarf. I was trying. I'm not even kidding you. I was trying to look like Lex Luthor from Smallville. That was my goal because I thought he's the coolest.
We have all been there.
Right.
Smallville had a lot of, I mean, it really shaped the fashion culture for a while.
No, I know a lot of people
know
that. It
had a stranglehold.
Right. And it's still to this day has its fingers seeping into our pores.
It's why the Pussycat Dolls became a big thing.
You're telling me.
I don't know what happened, but yeah. So wear a scarf, don't wear a scarf, but respect a scarf.
Yeah, respect scarves, creamers, and that's all the time we've got for tonight, creamers. We love you.
And we wish you
the
best. I'm glad all our friends called again, and they all and that they're okay.
I don't really care about them. I wish they were.
Last week was a starting point
a huge turning point for WCW, because in the post-match celebration of my world title victory, you saw WCW wrestlers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the total package, Lex Luger.